From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us from Chicago this week is Will Shortz. He's at the, what do they call it, International Puzzle Party. It's a sort of a three-dimensional puzzle convention?
Well, there's an official trading session at the event where people bring 90 copies of a high-quality mechanical puzzle, and you exchange one with each other person, so you come back, you come home with 90 different puzzles.
Wow, wow. And what have you seen on the floor?
Well, there's one innovative one I saw that's it's a mirror with some plastic rings with notches in them, and if you arrange them in the right shape, interlocking, they form a series of rippling water rings, as you might see in a pond. So it's very pretty and a nice puzzle.
Oh, how nice. Well, these aren't the kinds of puzzles you can do on the radio, right?
Can't do any of them on the radio.
All right, well, let's get to the one you gave us to work on all week. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I said, think of a well-known geographical name in two syllables. Each syllable starts with a B, as in Barbara. Change both B's to P's, and you'll get another well-known geographical name. What is it?
What is it?
Well, it's Bombay to Pompeii.
Wow. We received 1,600, just about, correct entries, and our randomly chosen winner is John Ebert from Hazelwood, Missouri. Hi, John.
Hello.
So I understand when we called you to tell you you were going to play, you said, finally.
Yes, I've been doing this for about 10 years, and wondering when the odds would catch up.
Well, they have today. Where's Hazelwood?
Just a suburb of St. Louis.
And what do you do there?
I'm a software engineer.
Oh, computers.
Right.
Okay. Well, I have no idea what kind of puzzle Will has for us today, so I'm counting on you to be a member of my team, okay?
All right. We'll work on it.
Well, for 10 years, yeah, I think you're ready. All right, Will, please meet John. Let's play.
All right, John and Leanne, CI are the initials of Chicago, Illinois. They're also the initial letters of some familiar two-word phrases. Identify the phrases from these clues. For example, if I said popular salad dressing, you might say creamy Italian. Here's number one, a famous amusement park in Brooklyn.
Coney Island.
Is correct. Number two, a baseball team in Ohio.
Cleveland Indians.
Uh-huh. An electric item that can put a wave in the hair.
Curling iron.
Excellent. One of the big three automakers' models from the 1930s to 70s.
Well, it's not the Cleveland Indian.
One of the big three automakers.
All right, so it's not...
Chevy Impala.
I'll give you that, but they don't quite go quite back as far as the 30s.
Oh,
I was going
don't.
Back for Chrysler Imperial.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was going to say Chrysler Impala, and I would have been wrong. I got half of it. Oh, whoa.
All right, try this. A unit of measure for newspaper classifieds.
Column inch.
Excellent. A title for Mr. Morse in the Colin Dexter mysteries.
Well, I'm not familiar with that at all.
No.
You can
inspector.
Take a guess, though. Inspector and what kind? It's the most important one.
Chief
Inspector.
Chief Inspector, is it? Good. Brown covering for a cake.
For a what? Oh, a cake?
Yeah.
Yes.
A chocolate icing.
Yeah.
Chocolate icing, is it?
Favorite.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Mine too, actually. Whatever copy of a magazine is on newsstands now?
Current issue.
That's right. Fill in the blank. Blank agency for spies.
Central Intelligence.
Uh-huh. An option on telephones that allows you to screen incoming messages.
Caller ID.
That's right. Something to save in the expectation that it will increase in value. Like a Beanie Baby or a rare stamp or a...
Oh, collector's item.
Collector's item is right. Before computers, this listed the books in a library.
Catalog index?
Index, and what kind? It's on a 3.5...
Card index?
Card index, is it? Money earned on a bank account in which the base includes money previously earned.
Compounded interest?
Excellent. Production of goods for sale from home.
Production of goods for sale from home.
Home. Industry. Something industry.
Something industry.
Cottage industry.
Cottage industry is right. There's two heads working together. And your last one, a cry before the cops.
Jesus.
Jesus is it.
John.
Good job.
Oh, good job. Yeah, you're really, you have played puzzle before, I can tell.
Well, I'm not on the air, but
Not on the air. That's what they all say. Oh, it's tough on the air. No, guess what? You play it the same way. You were terrific. You were great. We're going to send you some things for being our guest today. You'll get the Weekend Edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus. You'll get the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers and the Puzzle Master Presents, the first volume, by the way, from Random House. I just, geez, it's going to be in my mind for the rest of the day. John, what's your public radio station?
It's KWMU on the campus of UMSL.
Oh, in St. Louis, yes?
Right.
All right. Well, John.
St. Louis, right.
John Ebert from Hazelwood, Missouri, it's been a pleasure to meet you. And after 10 years, it's been great having
it's
you play
been
the
my music. Pleasure as well, yes.
All right. Well, Finally. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you very much.
All right. Will, what is the next puzzle that everyone can work on this week?
Well, it comes from listener Greg Maddox via the internet. Think of a word in 12 letters that names something Texans are famous for. Remove the letters of T-E-X-A-N from this word, and the remaining 7 letters can be rearranged to spell a U.S. state other than Texas. So again, a word of 12 letters that names something Texans are famous for. Remove the letters T-E-X-A-N, and the remaining letters can be rearranged to spell another U.S. state. What's the word and what's the state?
And when you know, email us. Our address is puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, at npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who this week joined us from Chicago. Have fun, Will.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.